Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Overnight, Donald Trump arriving at Trump Tower. Ahead of the trial in the city he once called home.
It's a disgrace.
The former president, his sons, and his namesake company facing a $250 million civil fraud suit brought by the state's attorney general, accusing the Trump Organization and its executives of overstating his properties and assets by billions, lying on their annual financial statements to get more favorable loan terms. It's a case 4 years in the making, kicked off after Michael Cohen, Mr. Trump's former fixer, said this in front of Congress.
It was my experience that Mr. Trump inflated his total assets when it served his purposes.
Assets like his apartment at Trump Tower, accused of falsely claiming on financial statements it was 30,000 square feet, when in fact, it's a little under 11,000. Mr. Trump has denied all wrongdoing, often accusing the Attorney General Tish James, a Democrat, of weaponizing her office against him, including when he sat for depositions in this case.
This whole thing is very unfair.
While his lawyers have argued his lenders never lost any money, the judge overseeing the case didn't buy it, concluding Ms. James's office had proven fraud. Writing in a decision last week, Mr. Trump's financial statements clearly contain fraudulent valuations, dismissing his lawyers' claims as, quote, a fantasy world, not the real world. Judge Engoron even canceling the business certificates that allow Mr. Trump's companies to operate in the state. What now remains for trial? Allegations of falsifying business records, insurance fraud, and the size of any ultimate penalty. The state signaling it may call the former president to the witness stand.
Now, if Mr. Trump takes the stand, the attorney general cannot force him to answer any questions. But if he pleads the fifth, she can ask the judge to make a negative inference about that.
Trump's going to go through some things, I think. Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. Did you enjoy the weekend? Did you enjoy all the news that was breaking the whole weekend? So Trump is on trial today. Yay, finally. And we didn't know if that was going to happen because he appealed it, as you know. And the appeals court just last week on Thursday said, no, not going to stop the trial. You know, just go ahead. Put him on trial. It's good. Everything's good. We're out of your way. Don't worry about a thing. So last Thursday, the appeals court rejected his last-ditch effort where he asked the appeals court. You know, he said he was suing. I told you, that little kitschy thing that Howard gave me, the little lawyer that says, sue everybody. That's Donald Trump, right? That's him. And so he actually sued Judge Engoron and Letitia James, claiming that they had ignored the appeals court decision back in June that said that some of the accusations had already met the statute of limitations, that they were too old to bring. And the appeals court last Thursday said, no, not really. Go ahead. And so that delay was removed, and that's why he's on trial today. And he made such an ass out of himself. I don't know why anybody would want a guy like that in charge of your life, in charge of every aspect of your life. But, I mean, I just couldn't believe the crap he said in the lobby today. You know, I mean, it's so threatening and it's so, you know, beneath a person who's innocent. It's so Roy Cohen. You know what I mean? It's just so belligerent and so nasty. And it incites so much hatred and violence. And, you know, I'll tell you, Jack Smith must be, you know, taking notes here.
This is a continuation of the single greatest witch hunt of all time. We have a rogue judge. Who rules that properties are worth a tiny fraction, 1/100, a tiny fraction of what they actually are. We have a racist attorney general who's a horror show, who ran on the basis that she was going to get Trump before she even knew anything about me. She used this to run for governor. She failed in her attempt to run for governor. She had virtually no polling. She came back and she said, well, now I'll go back to get Trump again. And this is what we have. It's a scam. It's a sham.
Well, go testify. go get sworn in and tell them, you know, show them, you know, documents and show them evaluation, show them appraisal, show them that they're wrong. Oh, you can't? Shut up. Sit down. I mean, obviously, you know, all the documents, this isn't a court of opinion. You know, all the documents clearly show what Michael Cohen said they would when he testified all those years ago in front of, you know, Congress and said, you know, it's my experience that he inflates the value of his properties for the purpose of insuring them and deflates the value of his properties for the purpose of taxing them. And that it's so over the line, the, you know, appraisals and the estimates that he gives to each different entity, that it crossed the line into abject fraud. Now, the judge, Engoron, actually ruled last week, as you'll remember, that they don't even need a jury because there are no facts in dispute. Well, what does that mean? It means the documents are the documents. That's what it means. It means that there are no documents that contradict any of the documents that have been introduced as evidence in this case over the course of four freaking years. That's what it means. And that, you know, he did commit fraud. And now all that's left to decide is how much fraud did he commit? So they're going to go through the documents again. And they're going to say, you know, because you lied about the valuation of this, you owe the government, you know, $50 million or $25 million or $2 million or, you know, $3, whatever it is. Right? Then they broke for lunch and he comes out in the middle. Okay.
We're going to be here for months.
Yeah.
With a judge that already made up his mind. It's ridiculous. Yeah. He's a Democrat judge. He's an operative and it's ridiculous. Other than that, things went very well.
Oh, my God. Go testify. Go get sworn in. Disabuse them of their crazy notions about documents and numbers. Go tell them that you're more important than math. Go ahead. Defend yourself. Nobody's stopping you. But, you know, I don't know if you remember the deposition in this case. He was called for deposition and he took the fifth like 100 times. He didn't want to testify. And it's a civil case. to say, I don't want to testify because, you know, it might, you know, end me up in jail. It's a civil trial. It could cost you money, but you can't end up in jail. Oh, unless they use your testimony in the civil trial to bring in when you're in criminal trial in New York on business fraud, March 25th of next year. Oh, yeah, there's that. I mean, he's so disgusting. And speaking of liars, and weren't we just, what is going on with our Congress? What the hell did go on this weekend, you know? Like, for me, I wanted to see whether or not Taylor Swift was going to show up at another game. You know, is she really dating him, or is it just a front for, you know, PR for her movie? You know, like, what's going on? And would his mother sit there quietly and accept Taylor Swift using Kelsey like that? No, absolutely no. So, anyway, but she showed up with like a whole bunch of celebrities. Hugh Jackman is friends with her. I got to be friends with her just to get to Hugh Jackman.
I feel like it's a PR mistake by some of these big stars. You're looking kind of lessening your cue.
Why? Because you have it in your, see, now you've already judged.
They're looking like Taylor's entourage. Like, since when is Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman and somebody else's entourage? This is kind of ridiculous.
It's football, baby. You do what you got to do to get in the box. Taylor's or, you know, the Kansas City, whatever box is available. It's they're men. Seriously. They're not diminishing anything. They're, you know, looking like celebs who get, you know, invited to cool things in a box, you know. But anyway, no, I was not left in peace. I was not left in peace to, you know, go on social media and figure out whether or not she was going to show on Sunday. No. Instead, I'm watching the Democrats literally come to the rescue of Kevin McCarthy. What? Yes. You know, last week, the only reason why I was pretty sure they would not shut down the government is because the Democrats would not allow it. And if Kevin McCarthy was willing to ask the Democrats to help him, they would. If he wasn't willing to help them, he would lose and the government would shut down and they would blame him. And Gates would have asked for a motion to vacate the chair either way. So why should I have to go through a shutdown on top of it?